is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely. We spell it CHRCHonline.com because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I have a verse that I've been thinking about, meditating on, digging into, and that verse made me think about a book. I'll explain how this fits together in a moment, but let me read you the verse. This is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, just one verse. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. The writer of Hebrews giving us a bit of a warning to take earnest heed to the things that we have heard, or we will drift away. Now, that made me think about a book that I have read several years ago. It's called Competing Spectacles. Now, when you hear that, you think spectacles like people, like glasses. But really, it's about treasuring Christ in the media age. That's the subtitle of the book. And when he talks about spectacles, he's talking about events, things that get our attention, things that grab our attention through social media, through television, through radio, billboards, whatever it is. He says that we as humans, we are hardwired toward spectacles. And the greatest, of course, is the spectacle of Jesus Christ. In the book, he encourages us to orient our gaze toward the ultimate spectacle, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He says in the book, that's the only spectacle capable of truly satisfying the soul and transforming the heart. Now, we get that as Christians, but we're living in a world that presents spectacles to us all the time. From the Sunday morning football game, today the World Series will begin. There's spectacles that we see online. Even the news has been turned into spectacle. And the problem is this little box that we carry with us, you know, that little thing that allows you to make phone calls and also check your mail and your email and look at the spectacles online, is actually pulling our attention. Here's some of the things that you could find online. I just did a quick search of attention span in America, and one of my favorites is researchers say that the average human attention span is about 8.25 seconds. 8.25 seconds, and that's actually down from the year 2000 when it was 12 seconds. In case you were wondering, a goldfish has an attention span of about 9 seconds. So all of this spectacle that's coming into our vision and our mind is pulling us away from the great spectacle. It's estimated that workers receive 63.5 notifications per day. The average worker, and that's from their phone, that's from media that they may hear, radios, television, whatever, their computers. It's also interesting to me that globally, people spend about 3 hours and 43 minutes a day on their smartphones. And in case you were wondering, Americans average about 1 hour more, about 4 hours and 43 minutes. All of these spectacles are causing us, as the verse said, give all the more earnest heed to the things we have heard. Other translations of the Bible say it like this: we must pay attention all the more, pay attention all the more to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. The little word that's used there, I mean, this verse absolutely a wake-up call to living alert. But the word that is used in the Greek language means to hold the mind, literally, to pay attention, to be cautious. It's often translated as the word beware. Jesus used the word. He said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, beware false prophets, etc., etc. When you hear it, I mean, you could see why we use the word beware. Because if we said, pay attention to the Pharisees or pay attention to the false prophets, it would have the wrong idea, the wrong connotation. But it's where our mind is being held, like it says in that Greek text. I love this one. In 1 Timothy 3:8, it says, likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money. The word that is used there is the word not given to much wine. It's take heed of, beware of, pay attention to much wine. Some Bibles actually use the term addicted to much wine. Now think about that. Where is all the attention for the addict? Now, put all of these ideas together. The idea that the world is competing for our attention, what we pay heed to, what we give our mind set on. And then we think about how much these spectacles are competing for our mind, our attention. And then we remember the verse once again. And the warning is so that we will not drift away. Drifting away is subtle, isn't it? We think about the boat in the storm. Well, it's not necessarily a boat going off course. It's that slow, quiet drift. There's a thing, a lot of boats now have GPS, and there's a warning that's called anchor drag. And what it means is, if for some reason your anchor is not tightly in the ground underneath, you'll slowly begin to drift. And that anchor drag warning lets you know that there's a drift. For us, the anchor drag warning, the drift warning, is found in this. It's what are we paying attention to? Like I said in the book, he says that only Jesus Christ, only the spectacle of the cross, only the spectacle of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ, is the thing that will truly transform us, the only thing that truly satisfies. It's like this. If right now, if we were together in a room and I had a handful of tennis balls and I threw you one tennis ball, chances are good you would catch that tennis ball. Even if I had four or five tennis balls and I threw them one at a time, the chances are good you could catch all of them. Maybe you drop a few, but if I all of a sudden threw four or five tennis balls at you, the chances are you wouldn't catch any of them unless one ball in particular you pay attention to and you focus your attention on the one. That is what it is to live in a world where all of these tennis balls are being thrown at us all the time. We have to continue to remember those words. Let me read that again. For this reason, we must pay attention all the more to what we have heard so that we will not drift away. We have to pay attention to the Word of God. We need to pay attention to Jesus and Him crucified. Or we're just going to be, these competing spectacles are going to overwhelm us. That's why it's so important for us to have that time of reading the scripture, that time of prayer, that time of just focusing in on the Word, focusing in on the Savior, Jesus Christ. So I want you to just reflect on that a little bit today before we get busy and all of these other things come into our minds. Just pause and reflect on that.